Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, interacting with a call centre can be extremely stressful, not just for the agitated customers. All day long, the people who work in them have to absorb the frustration and anger of the people calling in while trying to remain calm themselves. A company called SoftBank has just developed technology to change the voices of those calling in so that from the point of view of the call centre employee, everyone sounds calm. If they're swearing or even if the call goes on for too long, the SoftBank technology will terminate the call. But for customers, might this make things even more frustrating? Conor Pope is Consumer Affairs Correspondent of the Irish Times and has a long history with call centres. Afternoon, Conor.
Good afternoon to you, Sean. How are you?
I know it's always better to remain calm in most situations, but every now and again when you're on to a call centre, might it be to your advantage to kind of show a bit of annoyance?
Well, I think there's a couple of things here. First off, you have to remember that when you're onto a call centre, you're typically speaking to the most badly paid, least well-trained staff member that company has. Yeah. And that's the grim reality of it, because they don't put the people they value on the front lines of their customer care. And you might argue that they should, because those people are the effective advertisement of the company. So if you start shouting blue murder down the phone at somebody who's working in a call center in Sligo or Singapore or wherever it might be, like, you're just ruining their day and you're probably not going to achieve anything at all. Mm. Now, don't get me wrong, I really get the frustration. I would love to someday take my blood pressure as I'm on hold with my bank, because even the very idea of ringing them, I can feel the tension rise within me. And sometimes you kind of have to rein it back. So I always preface every kind of moment of annoyance I have with a customer care operative with the phrase, I know it's not your fault, but... Yeah. Because the reality is, it isn't the customer care operator's fault. They are disempowered, and the companies, and I'm not talking about any specific company, I'm talking about almost every single company, does not give the people who are manning the phone lines the authority to do anything. Mm. And that's the reality. Now, I did think the interesting thing about the SoftBank thing was they don't change the content of the call. They just lower the pitch of the voice, and if somebody starts shouting, they make it sound more gentle. Now, I always thought that what we were heading towards was the situation where AI bots would be manning the calls, yeah, and answering the phones. So you could have this scenario where AI is talking to AI on the telephone trying to resolve my problem, which sounds kind of bonkers, but like, maybe that's the way we're heading. Now, the thing is, as I say, remaining calm is really important. Mm. Not being abusive is really important. But at the same time, you don't want to be a pushover. So when you're on the phone to a call center and they're just not doing what they should be doing, you don't want to be kind of tugging your forelock like some kind of latter-day Ned Flanders and saying, oakley doakley, and saying, that's fine, thank you very much. So you have to have a bit of steel to your conversation. But one of the interesting things here is, it's not so much how you say it, but what you say that matters. And that became clear a couple of months back when AIR were before a district court in Dublin over failings with its customer care operation. And one of the things that was produced in the court was this manual that was given to AIR customer care staff. And there were certain trigger words, and that was the phrase that they used, that would allow you to get your claim or your complaint escalated faster. So I think sometimes you might want to think to yourself, what might the trigger words be? And in this instance, one of the trigger words, and I think this is an important one that could apply to every single company when you're calling them on the phone, is, I'd like to make a formal complaint. Uh-huh. Now, once you add the word formal, the person who's on the other end of the line has to take it more seriously. And then if you say something like, could I get a complaint number? That then becomes something that's registered on their systems as a request for something that will be used to expedite a query. The one thing that there's absolutely no point in saying, and Lord knows I've said it myself enough times, is, could I speak to a supervisor? Yeah. Or could I speak to a manager? Because the reality is, in the call center universe, managers and supervisors are perpetually either on lunch or at a meeting. Mm. They are certainly never going to answer the phone to Sean Moncrief, yeah, ever. So there's no point in even asking for it. So as I say, you ask for those, you kind of think of what would be the trigger words, or what would be the things that will get me what I want. Another thing is, like, you know, make sure you have the name of the person. So that you're talking to them as a human being. Mm. And as I say, you know that old phrase that you catch, the phrase, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar. So people who are nice tend to get looked after faster. I remember years ago, and I don't know if this applies, I was traveling from Dublin to Atlanta, and my bags were sent to Seattle. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm in, I was going for you in New York. So I'm in New York airport and my bags were in Seattle. I was heading to Atlanta and I was getting annoyed, as you can imagine. And the guy in America, he was clearly taking no bull. And he just looked me in the eye and he said, "Sir, we'll make more progress with this if you're nicer to me." And I went, "Fair enough.
Yeah,
we will make more progress if I'm nicer to you." So that's kind of the thing to do. It's to bear in mind that the person you're dealing with is disempowered and has no authority. And raising your voice is just going to make your day worse and it's going to make their day worse.
Yeah.
But it is important, as I say, to be forceful. And this is a very specific thing that I think an awful lot of us forget when we're actually calling a call center, is you have to have a clear idea in your head what it is you want.
Mm.
Now,
yeah.
It might be that you want a refund, or it might be that you want a repair, or it might be, but you just, sometimes we just, I'm going to call them now. And we tend to kind of almost spiral. And we're so enraged that we kind of lose the run of ourselves. And when you're out of control, and again, I'm talking about myself here because I'm not passing judgment on anybody, because it is extremely frustrating to call centers. When you're kind of spiraling, you're not making the more rational, logical arguments that will get you what you want. So, and again, I appreciate that no one in the history of humanity has ever calmed down when they were told to calm down. But the thing is, if you calm down when you're calling these people, you will probably get more effective results. And the other final thing to remember is, like, take notes, because that's the thing that absolutely kills me about call centers, is that you might have a problem and you ring and you give them the details of the problem and the person takes the notes and they'll promise you a call back or they promise to resolve it, and then they don't resolve it. And then when you ring back the next day, you're starting completely from scratch. And then you ring back the third time. And again, you're talking to someone and it's like they have never heard of you before in their lives. And what I can't understand is it beyond the capacity of these companies to just have some kind of Microsoft Word document attached to my file that somebody types the notes into from call one, so that when call two happens, they can say, "Oh, I see here from your notes that you were on to us yesterday, and now I understand the nature of your problem, so I'll try and expedite it faster." So it seems to me that would be the most simple approach to take, but it doesn't happen. Now, I remember years ago, and I can't...
Connor, I have to leave it there, because I can feel your blood pressure going up.
We'll leave it.
Connor, thanks a million. That was Connor Pope there, consumer affairs correspondent for the Irish Times.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.